It is 6:30, and I'd like to call this meeting of the Summit Hill Unit Committee to order. If you'd all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Quick roll call here. Mr. Martin?
Here.
Mr. Faber?
Here.
Mrs. Minor? Mr. Cook?
Here.
And Dr. Rains?
Here.
And Mr. Marin, I'm here too. We're going to jump right in. Information and proposals. Everyone should have at their seat a copy of two documents. One is a timeline that was put together by the state, and that timeline is shooting for the March 17th, 2020 general election. It's the primary election that takes place, and getting the referendum for any unit district on that ballot. And the other document is a copy of 105 ILCS 5 11E 35, which talks about how a referendum should be written in the items that it needs to include. So everybody has a copy of that, and these are things that were obtained from the Illinois State School Board and things that we'll reference here as we go along. But I think this conversation may be short, and I'll give you a brief update. The Summit Hill School District authorized the sending of the letter to the 210 School Board. So that letter went out. It was received by the 210 Board President. He did reach out to me, and we had a chance to talk, and he has invited me to attend their October 18th meeting to give a very, very brief overview of what the committee is doing and what we're looking for with regard to the feasibility study. It will be on their agenda. Of course, I can't guarantee or say they're going to take action, as they may not, but it will be on the agenda. So it's possible they could take action. Again, my understanding is when that agenda item comes up, I'll give a very brief overview of what we're doing, you know, 60, 90, 120 seconds, and then take some questions from their board about what we're looking for and how we're looking to engage on the feasibility study. Knowing that that's coming up, and then knowing that Lincoln Way is still in the process of considering this, and we still have the feasibility study ahead of us, when I look at the timeline that's been passed out, the next apparent item that we would have to do is put together a committee of 10 to begin writing the referendum. And in my opinion anyway, it's a little too early to do that. And the reason, the main driver that I have for that is, in order to participate in the writing of the referendum, you cannot have hit a roadblock that you personally cannot get past to putting the referendum out there. It is still, and will be until the referendum is decided, an open question. So it will not be decided, and you don't have to have completely made up your mind. But if you see something in the feasibility study and say, that for me is the end of the road, I would think that would prohibit you from serving on the committee of 10, because how are you going to participate in writing a referendum for something that you believe should be stopped? And I'm not saying that's the wrong conclusion. It's just that if we put you on the committee of 10, the feasibility study comes out, it seems a little bit that we put the horse before the cart. I will be honest with you, the way that this is laid out, and I've seen the law before, but the way that this is laid out, it appears to me that writing the referendum really wouldn't take that much time. You know, what I was originally thinking would have to go into it really doesn't have to. It lays out the question, and some of the information is decided after the fact. So my thought is that the next big step we would take would be the committee of 10, and they would move toward writing the referendum. I don't know how that gets in front of the feasibility study. Now, I'm open to other actions. I just can't think of them right now. I'm unable to put my finger on what exactly they are that we would be doing. But I wanted to open it up to this group, open it up to anybody who's paying attention to see if there are things that we're missing. But based on the timeline in the referendum document, I just think, for me anyway, we're in a bit of a holding pattern, waiting until at least the 18th.
Is the RFP gone out yet, Barb?
No, it hasn't.
Okay.
So that does have to be done. Is it waiting on input from us?
Yes.
Okay. That's my fault. I thought, didn't you give that to Doug, or am I mistaken? I'm asking Mr. Cook.
Did I give
it to me?
So okay.
I'll just review it with him again and see if he has any issues.
Okay. Yeah. Because that RFP then, again, I thought it was pretty simple based on what you had, but that's my interpretation. If Mr. Wiley has questions or looks at it and believes it's going to take him any amount of time, or if he wants to send it back and have someone on the committee draft the initial one for him, if he can give us the template, you know, I'm certainly willing to help. We can distribute that to everyone on the committee, and they can send them back drafted sections. But yeah, that does have to happen. And
because that RFP, how long would it be? A 2-week, 3-week window?
I think 2 weeks, because you know who the players are. We got
so
them
you can
from
assign
the school
it to
board.
Them. Right.
It's a very limited group of people that would be able to do
right.
the study.
And so you have to open it up publicly, but I don't believe there's a mandatory time frame that it has to remain open. So
conceivably, if we could get it out, I'm not going to say the 8th, but sometime next week, if we leave it open for 2 weeks, at least we'll have the Lincoln Way, hopefully the Lincoln Way question decided.
Yes. By the last board meeting that we have in the month, because
right.
Lincoln Way meets on the 18th, which is a Thursday,
right.
And we meet the Wednesday after that.
Right. So maybe we could take action on that board meeting and
correct.
Get it going.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, if we have the responses to the RFP, which would give us the total dollar amount, the RFP could stay open for 2 weeks.
So we need to go out by the 10th.
Yeah.
The 10th is a Wednesday, so the 24th, that would be 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Will these individuals from the RFP, will they be giving us a list of what they'll be providing, or is it just they have to follow the list in which what we're giving them?
Normally they're going to respond and say, this is what we'll give you. We may ask for how they'll structure the response or what information or cooperation they would need from the district. But the Illinois State School Board outline is what you're going to give to them, which all of the parties participating should be familiar with. If you're not familiar with that, you're not going to be able to give us references, which is going to be a requirement of the RFP response.
Okay. How long do we think it would take to put the petition together for the referendum?
So the petition, so you would have to write the referendum, which again, I said I think would be short, and then the petition only takes 50 signatures based on
prior experience.
Running, right, based on running for the board, getting 50 signatures is a day.
Right.
Because that's what you have to get to have your name put on the ballot, and it doesn't take much effort.
Okay. That's great then, because I guess my concern is it's going to take, 3 months for the feasibility alone to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the feasibility isn't even required, but it's still something that we need to base our information on, whether or not it can or cannot be done, from their opinion. So from that point on, we're looking at, okay, say the RFP is going to take a couple weeks, at least 2 or 3 weeks, so we're looking around almost 4 months. So we're looking around January.
Right.
We're looking at.
November,
and we
December,
need to have
January.
That ready basically by September of 2019, which you're saying, if we can do this, we're going to be in plenty of time.
Absolutely.
I think so.
If we're able to review the feasibility study, and let's just play worst case scenarios here. If the feasibility study comes back, you have where you release it to the public, give everyone a chance to read it, ask questions. We may have to collect some data afterwards based on those questions. Even if that doesn't wrap up until the end of April, I mean, May, June, and July, a month to put the committee together, a month to write the referendum, and a month to get 50 signatures.
I think really July 4th, I think you could.
Yeah.
I think you'd have.
But I think there's plenty of time once the feasibility study comes back.
And if, when we believe we've done our part of the referendum, will we present it to the legal department to have them look at it? Because I guess it's going to go before the ROE, it's going to be the state ROE.
Correct.
So it's going to be, they're going to be looking through it with a fine tooth comb to make sure that there's no anything to mess up.
Yeah, if the petition or the referendum and associated petition comes out of the committee, we would have to take that back to the full school board, and the school board, the 161 board, in this particular case, I would ask as part of the review process that they approve it going to the legal counsel, and legal counsel will then give us an opinion, he'll give us any red lines, and then the board can decide to vote on it to issue it. And at this point in time, based on the way I see this going, I would ask the board to send it to the attorney. It's one of those things where board policy would allow me to send it to the attorney, but because of the way we're doing this from committee to the board, I would just ask them for the green light to send it from the committee to the attorney. Again, looking at the way the referendum stuff is laid out, I think it's going to be more structural that he'll be looking at, and we are fortunate that the attorney that District 161 employs has considerable experience both in school district legal and legislative matters, so I'd expect that he would be able to turn that around fairly quickly. And I can confirm that with him as we go forward, just to say, you would look at this, how long would it take you? But again, we've given him much harder problems, so.
And I'm sure there's a structure to follow.
Yes.
You know, there'll be a template, so to speak.
Yes.
You know, to follow along, so.
Yeah, someone's done one before, so we'll mimic that.
I guess that's what I was looking for.
Yep.
What kind of structure process, so that we are on time, and that there's not going to be hiccups along the way.
And if one of these has been done, I am positive without asking that our attorney would have a copy of one. He kind of a school legal junkie, so he reads this stuff for fun. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
And we may get help from the ROE. You know, the ROE is going to be part of this entire process. I'm sure they're going to want to make sure that they don't become an impediment to the process too. So
right, because they have to hold three public hearings on it. And then, four.
It starts after the six-month process.
Right, so. Right. After you
submit
to the ROE, they've got to have this, so, yep. But yeah, I just look at September 2019 and the things that need to be done, and it seems like there is more than ample time. I mean, in my opinion, even for school boards to do stuff.
Yeah. And I agree with you, too, about it. Forming the committee of 10. You want to make sure that people have the information in front of them before you ask them to volunteer. I mean, that just, we want everyone to, you know, really feel comfortable with being part of the process. And asking people to volunteer for that before just doesn't make a lot of sense when we don't have the pressure of the time.
So the other thing that I do have to take up, probably with our attorney, is the connection between the committee of 10 and this committee and how those will be associated. And then I also have to talk to him about a template. And the connection, obviously the committee of 10, if we keep this committee in place, the committee of 10 would come out of this committee. And yet stand independently, and I have to make sure that we just do that correctly.
Sure, right.
Because you're going to be able to walk a path from the committee of 10 back to the school district, and obviously we need to make sure the school district is insulated from that. So, and again, if we come up with a committee of 10 out of this committee, do we turn that over to the board to have them approve the committee? Or how does that work? But I'll check with that. So I've got two things that I've got to check with Mr. Nemenik before we proceed on. But again, if somebody else has other ideas of things that we should be working on before we get to the 18th, I'm open.
The only thing I was thinking of, since like you said, we're in a holding pattern right now, that it would be a good idea to get some input from some representatives from unit districts. You know, basically giving us their opinion of how things are run and how they differ from other school districts, and just, you know, the pros and the cons involved. I mean, we really don't have any strong ideas of how they run their operations over there. And I think some sort of input from them would be a great idea. And I was thinking of reaching out to someone either, I don't know if you guys know anybody within the districts of what, 200, 203, or 303, which is the Naperville and the Wheatons and the St. Charles groups. I could make cold calls, or if you guys know somebody there, we can do that as well.
Are there any unit districts in Will County?
I think there are.
I was formerly part of a unit district in Oswego. It's a unit district 308, and that's part in Will and part in Kendall.
Okay.
So I'll see if I can get a name.
And the only reason I ask is I'm wondering if...
If it's different.
If it's different, especially those unit districts you talk about are all in DuPage County. I'm wondering if maybe there's a difference funding or just, you know, demographic.
Well, like the unit district I was a part of was much bigger. It's the seventh largest in the state, so there were 18,000, you know, students being served. It's not really the same as what we're trying to do within this committee, so I don't know how appropriate their information would necessarily be, because they're running two high schools, five junior highs, right, 18 elementary buildings.
Yeah, districts I'm looking at, they have 1,500 teachers. So it gives me an idea how big the school system is, and we're going to be much smaller than that.
Crete, I believe, is a unit district also in Will County, and that's fairly close to
us. Is Crete in Will County?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was Cook, because
nope,
it was farther east. Yeah. All right, how do we want to go about that? Do we want to assemble a list of unit districts? And then we can just put together some sort of form letter type communication and email it off to their superintendents and business managers.
Sounds great.
I could generate that list for you just by making a few phone calls. Districts in Will County.
Okay.
That would not be difficult.
Yeah, if you can compile that.
I mean, I'm not necessarily against those ones that Steve brought up. I'm just wondering if that's an apple to orange comparison, being there in DuPage. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we can add those to anything that you can come up with. We'll add yours,
sure.
But finding something of comparable size, I think, would be, or at least more in the ballpark than, you know, two high schools and 15,000 kids.
Well, no, I think that'd be a great idea just to give us an idea of what we're looking at here and how things are looking.
Yep.
Thank you, Mark, for doing that.
So if you can come up with that list, I'll come up with a letter to send off to them. I'll email it to everyone. If you have comments on it, just mark it up and send it back to me. I'll come up with a final letter that we can send off. This is just asking for input or if they'd be willing to present. So I don't believe it's anything. We're not asking anybody to do anything. I don't think it has to run through the board. This is something anyone could do.
This is information gathering.
Correct. Yep.
Right.
And see if there's anybody out there. Okay. No, very good. That's a good idea. Anything else?
Not that I could think of.
Probably hasn't been any unit districts formed recently. Probably the only conversions we had is like combining of districts like downstate, right? With Barb is probably the only difference.
Very rural areas.
Right, yeah, which does.
A couple years ago, which, but it's more of they needed to combine in order for finances.
Right.
So
it's not really relevant to what we're looking at.
Right. Even Michelle said this is probably the largest consolidation of its kind in the state of Illinois. So we're kind of on our own here. We're in new territory.
So I'm just wondering just what we've talked about, different challenges if it does go that way. Some challenges of creating a new district from, that's all.
Yep. Okay, then again, look for October 18th being the day. It's going to be 7 p.m. at the at Central High School, Lincoln Way Central High School, in the Knights
Knights of the Round Table.
Thank you. That's the standard boardroom, correct, not the auditorium.
It's the old band room.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, we did not grow up here, but I'll take your word for it.
Just saying.
Back when we drove our tractor to school.
That's right.
Okay, do we have any public comments? Anyone? Nothing? No? Ted, you're good? All right. As long as no one has any public comments. Nope, sheet wasn't filled out. Time. Okay, we have one public comment.
Tammy's not here.
This is a question.
They always are, just a question.
Do we know, or do you have you already maybe talked about it earlier and missed it, that timeline for how much time we're giving to 10 to make a decision?
Yes, we did talk about that. 210 has, I was contacted by Mr. Kirking, their board president. They are going to place this on their agenda for the 18th of October. I am going to go give a brief introduction, answer a couple of questions. There's certainly no guarantee, but my anticipation is it'll be on their agenda, so they'll be able to take action that night.
I mean, Julie actually was nice enough to tell me that. I meant, like, if they don't, I should have been clear.
Yeah.
So if they decide to just be like, I'm not saying anything that night, then do we know, like, are we just proceeding, or?
If they were to not take action and not set it on the agenda for the November meeting, looking for a specific answer to a question before then, I think we could start to assume that it's not going to make a vote.
So if they do delay to November, will that mess with our timeline of trying to?
No. No. Yeah, no, we would have, right now, I would say that we probably have a healthy 12 to 16 weeks built into this that we could flex any of the deadlines without any trouble. So a four-week delay, I believe Lincoln Way only meets once a month now. So if they were to push it to November, and it wouldn't be right at the end of November because they'd run into Thanksgiving, so they'll be in the middle of November. I don't think that would interfere with our timeline at all. No problem. Okay. All right, future meeting dates, October 10th, 2018, here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center. That is the 161 Board's regular meeting, so it'll be at 7 p.m. And then October 18th, 2018, 7 p.m. at Lincoln Way Central will be the Lincoln Way Board meeting, where it is my understanding that barring any complications, this will appear on their agenda for consideration. And with that, can I have a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions, comments? All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.